You just heard live here on WWL that local Crime Stoppers and federal authorities have increased the reward to $50,000 per inmate, leading to the capture of the remaining two escapees who nearly 2 weeks ago broke out of the jail here in New Orleans. And you could hear the frustration in the commander of the Louisiana State Police's voice, Colonel Hodges, when he suggested that people should turn these guys in because it's the right thing to do, but then seemed to acquiesce that it might take $50,000 each to get them to turn them in. So $50,000 per inmate. Rafael Goyeneche with the Metro Crime Commission joins us now here on the live line. Hey, Rafi, how you doing?
I'm fine, Dave. How are you?
Good. Your thoughts on having to raise the reward to 50 grand per escapee to get these last two fugitives in custody?
Well, I mean, this is unprecedented. So 10 inmates escaping in one jailbreak is unprecedented. The fact that those 10 inmates have generated initially rewards started at about 20,000, and now, as we just heard, it's up to $50,000. The reason for that is that those 10 inmates that escaped had 15 violent felony convictions and at least 49 open violent felony cases pending. So those charges against those inmates include murder, attempted murder, robbery, rape, and kidnapping. So those 10 inmates pose such a risk to public safety that we've seen an unprecedented response from law enforcement. We heard at this press conference that there's at least, they mentioned 10 agencies that are part of a task force that has reportedly over 200 law enforcement officials focusing on trying to apprehend these people. We also heard that both the Baton Rouge Police Department and the Texas Department of Public Safety assisted in apprehending three of the escapees that were, one in Baton Rouge and two in Texas. So we're looking at, several dozen agencies that have collectively added manpower and resources to this. And then you have the rewards that are also factors in providing tips and leads that law enforcement needs to apprehend these people. So the fact that all of this has come together is a remarkable achievement. It shows law enforcement's commitment. It shows that Crime Stoppers and the people that financially support Crime Stoppers are providing the resources that law enforcement needs to bring these people back to justice. And what wasn't really mentioned in any great numbers today, it was alluded to that anyone that aids and abets any of these individuals that escaped, they're subject to arrest. There have been 14 people that I'm aware of that have been arrested either for participating and assisting in the escape or accessories after this escape. So we have 8 escapees that have been recaptured. We have 14 people that assisted the escape being arrested. So you have 22 people that have been arrested. You have well over approaching 24 different agencies that have contributed their time and manpower to bringing these people back to justice. This is, I've never seen a response like this, a coordinated response like this, but I've never seen an event like this occur, during my tenure, which goes several decades in this community. So this is a horrible set of circumstances, but law enforcement has stepped up in a way that I've never seen before. And it's not a question of if or when the last two will be arrested. It's inevitable. Law enforcement is not going to take their foot off the gas pedal. And you know, we can do it the easy way or the hard way. They're urging the public to provide the information. It'll help make the community safer. And they can put a couple of bucks in their pocket if they provide the information that leads law enforcement to the last two remaining escapees.
Yeah, I guess it comes down to what's your price? For we know people know where they are, and you heard in this news conference that they know people have been assisting these last two escapees in remaining at large, and the investigations into those individuals continues as they look for these two fugitives. But what? So how much money is it going to take to get the people who know where they are to provide the reliable information? And as you heard them say, they're getting tips, but sometimes those tips don't pan out. It was publicly reported yesterday that one of them was said to be in Natchez, Mississippi. And we know that if, in fact, police had credible information that was the case, they followed up on that. But you heard the colonel also say that they move once they track down a lead and try to find them. So is 50 grand enough to get some of these people who haven't been talking yet to talk?
I've seen, $100 be enough to turn in violent felonies. You're talking about $50,000. I've never seen a reward that size in this community. So if $50,000 doesn't do it, I don't know what will. So, and keep in mind, law enforcement's not putting all of their eggs into the we need a tip basket. They're working other sources. Not mentioned is the fact that, yes, these inmates escaped from the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, but the Sheriff's Office is also providing actionable information that has led to the apprehension of some of these escapees. All of these inmates, when they were in custody, all of their telephone conversations are being, when they had those conversations, they're recorded.
If they're using the prison phones, not a smuggled-in cell phone, yes.
Exactly. So what the Sheriff's Office has been doing is they've been going back for the last several months over all of the telephone conversations that these inmates have had with family, friends, and associates. And they're providing that information to law enforcement. And that is providing some of the leads that have enabled law enforcement to not only arrest the eight individuals or eight escapees that, that have been, recaptured, but also assisted in identifying the 14 people that assisted after the escape. And there's going to be more people that will be arrested for, assisting in the escape, accessories after the fact or during the planning stages of that. So we're at 22 right now. We know that the police aren't going to stop until the last two are brought to justice, but I suspect that the numbers of accessories will also increase from 14 to some higher number. The other important thing to consider, those 14 individuals, 10 of the 14 people that assisted in this escape have had bonds set between $1 million and $2.5 million. So some of the critics are saying that that is too high. That's unfair. That the purpose of bail is only to ensure that the accused returns to court if they post bail. But that's not what Louisiana law says. The law says that bail shall be fixed in an amount to ensure the defendant's return to court, but it also has the word and behind that. And Louisiana law says that bail needs to be set to ensure that the defendant comes back to court and also reflects the safety risk to persons or the community that the defendant endangered as a result of their criminal act. So as I pointed out, the 10 people that escaped had 15 violent felony convictions and 49 open violent felony cases. And those individuals that assisted those violent and repeat felony offenders pose a substantial risk to public safety, to victims and witnesses. That's why bail has been set at unprecedented levels, between $1 million and $2.5 million for at least 10 of these 14 people that have been arrested so far. So that means that the 10 that have $1 million-plus bail, they're all sitting behind bars. So if not only are you foregoing substantial rewards, you're exposing yourself to severe felony prosecutions that could result in you remaining in custody and potentially serving, you know, over a decade in custody or in a jail if convicted of the offense for which you've been arrested. So there's some real incentives. You can either take the money or you can assist them and then face the consequences of being held accountable for assisting violent and repeat felony offenders remain at large.
Talking with Rafael Goyeneche here on WWL, the reward now up to $50,000 per escapee for the remaining two fugitives from the jailbreak nearly 2 weeks ago, eight in custody, two at large, and whoever gives the tip that leads to their arrest will get $50,000 cash and can remain anonymous. One person texts us on the Equinart Jewelers Talking text line and says that's probably still not enough for these scumbags to turn in these escapees, but somebody else texts, I turned myself in for 50 grand. You heard the live announcement here on WWL moments ago. The reward is now up to $50,000, 5-0, $50,000 for the arrest, for tips leading to the arrest of the remaining two escapees nearly 2 weeks ago from the jail in New Orleans. One person texts us and says, snitches still get stitches. It doesn't matter how much money you get if these guys can have you killed. And another person says, I'm doubtful that the accomplices are smart enough to take the reward. We've seen tips lead to the arrest of eight so far. The two that are considered the ringleaders remain at large, and now the reward's up to 50 grand. We're talking with Rafael Goyeneche at the Metro Crime Commission. And Rafi, we normally talk to you about a variety of topics, so I want to give you some time to hit on some other things. You've been watching the legislative session that's now winding down in Baton Rouge. What should we as concerned citizens, particularly when it comes to crime, be aware of is what's unfolding at the session?
Well, I'd just like to go back to the escapees.
Sure, go ahead.
Just to give you some context of the two that is, you know, that are still
remain at large. Yeah.
So Antoine Massey is 32 years old. He has been convicted of armed robbery and aggravated flight from an officer. And those two charges earned him collectively 20 years in the Department of Corrections. So he's out. During the time that he's been, you know, charged and arrested, he's escaped three times from custody. And when he did make bail, he has been documented to have attempted to removed his ankle monitor on two separate occasions. So he's an experienced escape artist. And it's really of no surprise that, you know, he is one of the last two because he's had more experience than anyone else. Once he gets out, he's been recaptured.
This is what he does.
He's learned, you know, from the mistakes that he's made. And he's one of the last two people out there, made it out longer than the other eight. But, you know, the unifying or the comforting fact in this is, you know, he's escaped three times and he's been recaptured three times. There's no question he'll be recaptured a fourth time. But, you know, this is a guy that is a violent felony offender. He was in custody for battering his girlfriend. The irony of that is that she has been arrested now for aiding him in his escape. So she initially reported him to the police, had him arrested. He was in pretrial custody for that, and then planned this escape and was aided by his victim that initially reported him to the police. She has been arrested now, as has his sister that aided him. So as the authorities arrest his sister and his girlfriend that aided in his escape, the people that he has available to assist him now are diminished at least by two. Law enforcement knows who his known associates are. They're tracking. They have some of the most sophisticated technology deployed in bringing these people back to justice. So, you know, this is one of the two. And, you know, that's why, you know, bail is being set so high. That's why 200 law enforcement officials are still looking for these last two people. That's why rewards were at $50,000. The other remaining wanted subject is Derek Groves. He's 27 years old. And he's one of the most high-profile escapees. He has an extensive criminal history, but he was convicted at trial of two counts of second-degree murder. He pled guilty to two counts of manslaughter, and he has pled guilty to battery on a corrections employee, basically one of the deputies in the jail while he was in pretrial custody.
So just the even one second-degree murder conviction is life in prison. He can't get anything worse unless somehow the death penalty were brought to the table. So he literally has nothing to lose. He's in prison the rest of his life anyway, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, people are saying, well, why are we offering these types of rewards? The doomsday scenario with any of these escapees, and law enforcement realizes this, so in every crime of violence, you have a cooperating victim and or witnesses that are involved. If any of these escapees so much as harms a hair on the head of any victim or witness, you know, that would have a profound effect on that prosecution, but even more importantly, on an overarching level, that any crime of violence that does not have the, you know, victims and witnesses that do not trust the system means that police and prosecutors can't hold those people accountable. So if anyone is harmed that cooperated with the authorities with respect to any of these 10 cases, not only does it jeopardize that particular case, but it has a chilling impact on other victims and witnesses, placing their trust in the criminal justice system to protect them and hold these individuals accountable.
We always wish we had more time with you, Rafael Goyeneche. Thank you for sharing this detailed information and all the research you've done. These are dangerous individuals, and Groves, they got to catch him because he could literally go on a killing spree and it wouldn't matter. He's already spending life in prison, so he must see it as he has nothing to lose except maybe the death penalty, and we know how rare that is. We'll talk to you again real soon, Rafael Goyeneche. We're back after this on WWL. All right, we'll see if a $50,000 reward generates more useful information for the capture of these last two masterminds of the escape of 10 inmates from the jail in New Orleans. Tonight will mark 2 weeks since they broke out. Do you think 50 grand's going to be enough? Keep the text coming. I think it's a sad commentary on our society that it takes $50,000 to get people to turn in a convicted killer and another dangerous, violent criminal. But that's the way things are now, and that is the state of affairs. And if that's what it's going to take, they do need to get these guys off of the streets. I'm Dave Cohen. The news is next. We'll be back on WWL.